Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Manga-sensei, yokoso. Hey everybody, welcome back to Manga-sensei. I'm your host, John, and today we're going to be talking about another vector verb. Now, this one's going to be a little bit more difficult than the previous vector verb that we talked about, which was ageru. If you're not familiar with ageru, you might want to go back and listen to the previous two episodes. And if you're not familiar with some of the nomenclature that I'm going to be using in this episode, you might jump back to our Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge. The Manga Sensei 30-Day Challenge is a free challenge I offer at my website that teaches people the basics of Japanese in 30 days, specifically focusing on vocabulary and grammar to give you the best opportunity that you have to be able to learn Japanese. And if you want to go there and drop me a couple bucks by buying my book, that's also useful, but not necessary. I put it all for free on my website. The book just goes in a little bit deeper dive and is an ebook anyway. So that's the thing there. Okay, let's jump into today's vector verb. So last time we talked about ageru, which is A to B, giving. This time we're going to be talking about a little bit different version of this verb, which is called kureru. Kureru. So kureru is a vector verb that is usually marking something coming from B to A. Okay, that's usually receiving something, okay? It's usually describing it coming from A's point of view. So for example, from B's point of view. So if I want to say like, Hitoshi gave me a book, instead of I gave Hitoshi a book, it would be Hitoshi wa, so Hitoshi is who we're talking about, and then watashi ni hon wo kuremashita. Now why am I using kuremashita? I'm using it because he's the one doing the verb. Okay, that's very, very important. Hitoshi is marked with wa, or sometimes ga. Usually in this case, you're going to see a wa, but you could see a ga thrown in there every so often. They're very similar, and if you'd like to go back to that, I have whole videos, and I also have entire groups of different things on here, so definitely go and check that out if you want to talk about the difference between wa and ga. However, this is going to be coming from B. So if I give Hitoshi a book, it's going to be watashi wa Hitoshi ni hon wo agemasu. But if it's Hitoshi giving me a book and it's coming from my perspective, then you want to use kureru. And because he's verbing, because he's marked with wa, because he's marked with ga, I'm going to say kureta, kuremashita. Kuremashita is just kureru, dropping off with, it's end with eruriru, so it's an ichidan verb, or most likely an ichidan verb. And so we're simply going to drop the ru. The ru is going to fall off and be connected with mas. Mas makes it a little more polite. It raises my diction. So I'm going to be a little more polite because Hitoshi's such a nice guy and I just want to be very polite to him. So I'm going to say, Hitoshi wa, he's verbing, Hitoshi wa watashi ni, boku ni, he's giving it to me, hon wo kuremashita. Now that we've mentioned what he's giving with marking with o, we put in the verb. Now, an important part about kureru that you need to think about, just like with ageru, we can connect this to a verb, another verb using base te. Now, base te is basically a connector part. So when we talk and put base te on the end of verb and stick another verb, it's going to make it a compound verb. So if I want to say he bought me a book, Hitoshi-san wa watashi ni, so Hitoshi is verbing still, watashi ni, so to me, it's the direction that it's coming, hon wo, so he's using a book, here's the object, and then kau becomes katte kuremashita, katte kureru, katte kuremashita. So Hitoshi-san bought the book for me. Now, This is something very important here that I would like to point out. And I've pointed this out in many previous episodes. We have over 500 now. The important part about Japanese or any other language is that you don't want to directly translate things, but simply understand how they would be saying it in their language. Okay? So in the case of Japanese, we're kind of going all over the place when it looks like in English. So if I want to say Hitoshi bought me the book, it would be Hitoshi topic marker, me direction marker, book object marker, bought compound verb, gave. So I'm going to put all those together because the verb comes at the end. It's an SOV language, technically. Not technically, I guess, but you know, for simplicity's sake, it's that type of a language. So we need to make sure that we're honoring that system and we're not directly translating. If I want to say, Hitoshi bought me a book, I wouldn't say, Hitoshi wa, and then I would say bought, right? So, kate kuremashita, hongo. That's not correct. So we need to make sure we put it in the correct context and that we're using the correct amount of diction. Now, don't become overwhelmed with this. As long as you throw in the verb at the end and put all the particles in there, that will be fine. You could say, Hitoshi-san wa hon wo watashi ni katte kuremashita. You just switch the book and myself. But as long as you have those in context, you're able to put everything else in there. Now, again, the slight difference here is who it's being done for. It's usually seen as receiving something. So I don't want to just say receive, but it's happening to me, where the ni is happening, okay? So make sure you see that differentiation. And if you ever have any questions, hit me up on Patreon, Instagram at The Manga Sensei. I will see you guys next time. And remember, in order to become fluent in Japanese, you need to make mistakes. Don't be afraid of them. Mistakes are what make you fluent. So let's make some mistakes, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Until then, じゃ ね.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.